just continue to see the discharge of Vipin and do not try to have any expectations about it. The Bamedo means the spinning top will not understand. But I'm keeping it separate. It is the greatest purusharth to remain separate too. But when the penance will happen, just understand that today's Gnan says that sex is wrong. Last life says that sex is pleasant. And so the two of them are going to collide against each other. Last life's Gnan is going to say sex is so pleasant, so wonderful. And today's knowledge will tells you it is not right. And so then are you in the favor of the current Gnan or the older Gnan? And if you are in the favor of the current Gnan, then you have to ask for the energies from the Gnani Purush to let you remain in the state of the S capital self. And because the conduct that is faulty is going to unfold from past life, and the new vision is the knowledge of the current life, which is how it should be. That is all. So we are just supposed to settle the file with equanimity and nothing else. Sambhave Nikal means neither rag nor dvesh, neither attachment nor dvesh towards that which is happening. Just let it just happen as it is. Until the end of moksha, until the final moksha, there is none of this old stuff that I'm going to be in it. And there may be remorse for Samantha. That means, and the only time there should be any remorse is when the hurt is happening to any other living being or anyone else. So if that happens, then in Aptavani 13 there is this chapter on Prajna. I have read the chapter on Prajna. Prajna means the ultimate one. Prajna is the ultimate thing that does not let you become absorbed in the mind, speech and body unfolding through Samantha or through Surinder. Until then, it has the energy to keep you separate from that which is unfolding, the S capital from the small SCLF. That is all Prajna does. And if there are any errors in the unfolding knowledge, then it sets it straight. But it does not correct anything in Samantha, in the old Samantha. It does not correct anything. Prajna just keeps you separate from the non-self complex, keep you separate from Samantha. What about prayers for Dada? Do you do the prayers for Dada? Dada, grant me the energy, or does Bipin does it? Bipin, the one who is deficient, the one who feels overwhelmed by the unfolding clouds, has to ask for the energies. You, Y capital, are the Supreme Self. And then also the one who cannot settle the files with equanimity, the one who has, the file is not the sticky one, it is your opinions that are sticky. File is never sticky, it is your opinions about the file that is sticky. So ask for the energies to settle this file with equanimity from Dada Shri. But you say, what a sticky file, I don't want to mess with her, or I don't want to mess with her. It is, the file is not the sticky thing, it is your glue inside that is the problem. And so and then you complain that it is my own home. Why is somebody in my own home bothering me? Well, my own home bothering me. Who are you bothering? Every bird has got a problem. So the world is so amazingly beautiful that no living being can ever interfere in another living being. The only reason that it interferes is because of your own stickiness, your own opinions, your own unsettled accounts, and that is all the weakness to come in into the escape capital self is to rise above all of this weakness and to become free from any evidences of stickiness of these discharging effects called karma. And Jai Sachidanand, he just sat down. Okay, so I think his questions are resolved. If anybody wants to ask, please ask. Do you understand Gujarati? Are you seeing in TV the satsang? Is asking one of the ladies, somebody handing over a question. Question. He says there is nothing happening externally. Even then there is a sense of anxiety and confusion and fear in the mind. Why is this happening? It is just a residual darkness, ignorance, is it not? If you have a desire, that if it happens this way, see, in other words, the intellect has raised an expectation, and then he says, what if it doesn't happen? So you yourself go into the suffering. Intellect raised these things. What if? And so then again the anxiety will respond and will say, what if it doesn't happen? Intellect expects something to happen, raises a paints an imagination, a picture of imagination like in a dream. This is I would like to have, or the willful intention will say, I would like to have it this way, and then it gets so intense that again it says, what? And then the mind says, what if it doesn't happen? And then the anxiety arises, and so. So there is nothing to be afraid of here. If it is good and positive, go for it. But supposing you get a dream which is pleasant, it is fine. But if you get an unpleasant dream, a negative dream about a future event, then what are you going to do about it? Because you believe in dreams, and therefore now you got a negative dream. What are you going to do about it? Just put it on one side, and the positive dreams are from the celestial beings. So that is good. So let's move along that direction. Now the next one. I have a linked question to what you have been saying. When we leave time, when we stop any expectations from the body, then we will faint. No. He says, when I leave the expectations, I'll become free. No. Ignorance has to leave. Moksha is based on ignorance. You don't have to leave the expectations. Moksha means ignorance. There are some new people here. I'm from Rajkot. Moksha means lack of knowledge of who am I. Moksha means awareness of who you are. As long as there is a sense that I'm suffering, I'm feeling bound, there is ignorance. And then once you attain moksha, once you experience this moksha, then there will be no expectation at all. So, if you want to go from here to Ahmedabad to Rajkot, once you reach Rajkot, until you reach Rajkot, there is the expectation to reach Rajkot. But once you have attained that T capital, the S capital self, then there is no expectation to be left, right? The expectation goes away. Even as I live in this, my worldly interactions, how can it happen? I have all the responsibilities in the world. Yes, for sure, it is very possible. You can fulfill all your duties and yet you can be in moksha as you are fulfilling your duties. If the soul resides in the body, then there is a very specific location, no? If it resides in the body, and there is a difference between a soul and a living and a dying being, Jivatma. Have you seen the moon? Yes. On the fourth day of the moon, what do the people of the world say? It's the fourth. Then it is the fifth day of the moon, it's the sixth day of the moon, is it not? And so then isn't there a total darkness when you cannot see the moon? In the same way, does it mean that the moon is not there just because you do not see the moon? See, this is the original full moon is actually your real nature. And then when amas means total darkness is when you believe, there are situations where you say, I am this so and so, I am John. this is my body, this is my world, this is my life, this is my wife, my daughter, my son-in-law, my job, etc. But, and that is the amas or the darkness, and that is what it is called, rag and dvesh, and that is called the jivatma, that is the living and the dying SELF soul. That is the deha dhyas, I am the body, there is rag, dvesh and moha, deep illusory attachment, etc. And then when he awakens, then he realizes, no, Sachin is the destructible one, I am the indestructible eternal one. That is the beginning in the second day phase of the moon, and then it moves on, and then ultimately he comes to realize his total state, which is the full moon, which he says that Atma Soparmatma, the very awakened one, I verily am the absolute self. And then you are totally separate from any traces of the darkness, the ignorance, and you become the Paramatma, the absolute self, verily a G capital God. You see, in the body, there are only two places where the S capital self does not reside, in the white lines of your nail and in your hair. If you cut them, you will not feel any pain. But if you cut the nails excessively, will you not feel the pain? So that is where the S capital self resides. It's spread all over your body. How can I attain the knowledge of the S capital self? If you want to learn Sanskrit, where will you go? Will you not go to an expert in Sanskrit? In the same way, when you want to learn Gnan, you'll have to go to the one who knows Gnan, G capital, and that is such a person is called a Gnani, Gnani. He's called a Gnani, okay. Not an Agnani. Agnani means an ignorant one. He's called a Gnani. How do we really know that I have attained the self once I get the knowledge? How do I know that I have attained this knowledge? What is the proof to others that I have attained this Gnan? He's repeating the same question. He's asking the same questions in so many different ways. But don't you think there are people who know that, don't you know people who have not attained it? And then look at their state. And the opposite of that is, yes, you'll say, yes, he has attained it. He doesn't become angry. He doesn't become proud when he is respected. He is not sexually inclined. And so the other people are so much in suffering because they are constantly involved in rag, dvesh and vishai. Kashai. Vishai means sexuality. Kashai means anger, greed, deceit and pride. Rag being the deceit and pride. Dvesh means anger and pride. And so they are constantly involved in all of this, and they associated willful behavior and intentions. Don't you think those people are suffering from them? And then when they are dying or when they are sick, do you not see a lot of sorrow in their faces? And do you not see a rare person who is absolutely unaffected despite having all of these things? Agnani means he has rag dvesh towards that which is destructible, and Agnani means he does not have any rag dvesh towards that which is destructible, that which is dying. He has no rag dvesh for that which has no life, that which is dying by the second. It is said that the guru is needed. Yes. Now the guru needs the Atmagnan. There is a world of difference, a million mile distance between a guru and an Atmagnani. Guru makes you move away from the bad and the hurtful to the right and the positive and the helpful, the shubha. And he moves you away, and the Gnani is the one who makes you free from both of them. And so higher than a guru is a Gnani. Higher than a guru is a Gnani. Okay, all right. So, are we having the highest volume here or so? I don't understand. Okay, anyway. All right. Maybe अंदर से उनको कहो जरा थोड़ा बढ़ा दे. अंदर से वो लोग बढ़ा से. No, इसको नहीं. इसको. इनको सुनाई नहीं देता इनको. पीछे वाले को सुनाई नहीं देता है. मैं जोर से बोल रहा हूँ फिर भी. Anyway, doesn't matter. They're okay. All right. Okay. All right. What is ego? Oh, I see. I see. You're trying to listen to me without this thing. That's why. All right. Yes. And to ego means to believe I am where I'm not. You're not the doer, and you believe I'm the doer, and that is the ego. Actually, you're not the ego. The only place where you can say I am is when you really are there. Are you really there in anything that is constantly changing? You are not there in that which is constantly changing, and yet you say, I am changing. Only after you have become, I am this, then you have become that. You see, so when you say, I am this, when you are in the right place, then you don't have to say anything. So if when you become the self in the Gnanvidhi, when you become the S capital self, and then you say, I am this, and therefore you are not in anything that is constantly changing or destructible. And so when you are in the eternal, there is no... Are you right? Yes. When you collide and clash with anybody, then it is because you do not see. But when you have the light, will you collide or clash with anybody? You will know exactly how to move in between all the barriers so that you will not collide with anybody. And that is the light of the self, as capital, or knowledge. And in the same way, you will see the slightest errors or slightest little thing lying in front of you in the light of the self. You will see the slightest little obstruction, internal or external, in the light of the S capital self. Next question. All new people, apparently. My question is this. When we see birds and animals, there is a kind of an illusory attachment towards them. And if we have any kind of feelings, we develop feelings towards, is that going to be an obstruction on my pathwards towards moksha? Yes, because when you see a distorted or a broken bangle of gold, do you feel sad? It's just made of gold. In the same way, if it may be distorted, it may be that you see. Are you upset about it? In the same way, this there is no distortion, there is no disruption in the beauty and the nature, pure nature of the pure self within that animal or a bird. Even if you have feelings of daya, kindness towards him, if your feelings towards them are drawn towards their state, and so then you will bind karma if you do not have the gnan. Just you have to be able to see the pure soul in that bird. If a little animal is suffering, if you have a sense of piety towards him, if you are drawn, if you are upset, then you can really not help the animal. The only way to really help the animal is to really be in your state of the S capital self. You remain very still and steady where you are, and then you can have your mind will show you exactly what to do for that animal, if there is anything that you can do. But if you become disturbed and emotionally upset, then you will not be able to help the animal as well as otherwise. Now, next question. When a person is born, and then he gets married, and then he dies, and then he gets born again. And is this the cycle of birth and death that you know, birth, death? Is this how it is? From birth till death, there is an external body activity, and then internally he becomes his knowledge is changing. Do you understand that there is a physical body that is getting born and it dies, but do you understand that there is inside also something that is happening? The inside that is happening, it is called rag dvesh, and that rag dvesh, attachment and aversion, causes new seeds for the next life. And then if he really understands, if this middle one who is acquiring their worldly knowledge gets the knowledge of the eternal one somewhere, then he will stop throwing seeds for a new life, and so becomes free from ignorance. He has attained the knowledge of who am I, and therefore he gets lifted up from the cycle of birth and death. So there is an external physical state which from birth old age, death, and then is an internal rising of the knowledge until he attains the knowledge of who am I, that's all. Until he attains the knowledge, there is rag and dvesh, there is attachment and abhorrence. Now next one. So, do you get angry at somebody who is helping somebody else is the question. Supposing somebody, now somebody, if you intend to do something and other people do something that is in resonance with that and they help you because what you will, because why, the question was, why do I get angry in the discharge? He says, because when you believe and you want it, you have a willful underlying intention that this is how I want it to happen, and when it doesn't happen according to your expectations, then you start blaming the other person, and that is when the anger arises or when you get upset. But when you don't have this willful remote control attitude towards that expectation of the results, then, and when you don't expect any results, then you will not become angry with him or her if the work gets done or not. If you have a certain expectation, you employ a servant, you have a certain expectation, I expect you to do this from morning till evening, and if she doesn't do one of the tasks, then you become upset with her. And so so to expect the other person is has got a built-in association and a link with willfulness. Willfulness means it is a display of the ego. The ego is the one that wants it to happen in a certain way. You are already pre-planning in discharge. How can you pre-plan in discharge? Willful behavior, willful expectation, willful. And then if it doesn't happen, there is scorn and dvesh. And when it happens, it only increases your willfulness. And when she follows according to you, you feel so good about it. You reward her because she is now feeding your ego. So the ego wanted it to happen in a certain way and she did it, and therefore it entrenches your ego. See, she is following me. I am in control. The next question. Next question. Payal Sharma.
Namaste.
I have been watching you for a very long time on TV, and I see it on Doordarshan and other channels. I have two questions for you. Now he's coming live in front. You see, just as our the entire movie of our life has been written, is the timing of our moksha also or written, is it also part of destiny? No, it all depends upon the intensity of your desire, inner desire. And by the time you are 17 or 18, and then you are ready, the fruit is ready to receive this. But if you are coming with your father, as a little boy, just because your father is coming here, you listen that, yes, I know, I want moksha too. But when you are asking for moksha, the deliverance, the liberation, with understanding why there is so much suffering, I need to know who am I, and say, then if you meet Dadaji, then Dadaji gives you the awareness and the conviction of who you are. But up until 17 or 18, you just have to wait. And yes, next question, sir, is, he tells Deepak Bhai, sir, when a human being remains separate from rag, dvesh, moha, illusory attachment and maya, again the illusion, then he will attain the capital self. But and there are other people who have, and they, why do not they get this? He says, no. There is spiritual development has not reached to the level where they are yearning, where they are really desiring the freedom. When they see a little baby or a little boy, they are deeply attached to them. And the spiritual, when they develop, and then when the intellect rises to the highest level, then it creates so much burning inside and suffering inside that he wants to now become free from the suffering. So there are people in other parts of the world, they are entering and they are human beings, but they have not developed. And the development is defined as the highest development of kashais that make you so much suffer. The kashais on the basis of intellect, which has risen to such a high level that it makes you suffer from inside, and then you want to be free from those kashais. That is the level of development. He is giving a spiritual story from Shiva, Lord Shiva's. In other words, one can really, and he just recited something from Shiv Puran story, but it was incomplete, so I'm not going to give it to you in detail. All right, now next one. Okay, a young lady, he says, who is number one? He says, if you jump the queue, you are number one, because you just jumped the queue, did it not? All the religions of the world believe that God is, and all
subconscious mind and conscious,
and then there is a subconscious mind and the conscious mind. When in the awakened state, whatever you desire, the subconscious mind really goes towards that.
Any difference between subconscious mind and God?
Or who do you think is satisfying your desires? Supposing in the aware
state,
when you pray to God, then God gives you what you pray sincerely. He says it is your willful, if your Ichha Shakti, the energy behind your desire that fulfills your desire. No, God is not the doer of anything. Yes, your energy behind your desire is correct. Energy behind desire is correct, gives you your results, fruits. If there is a deep desire, then it brings the results. But God is not involved in this. If you go to Hanumanji, the monkey god, dear monkey god, dear Hanumanji, will you please give me a son? Because he is involved in Brahmacharya. How can he give you a little baby boy or a little baby girl? So you're going to the wrong person. God has only got Gnan, only he can give you. He does not have these physical things. He does not have these material things. And you see, the energy behind your desire is the causes, and that is the seed, and from the seed will rise a tree, and from the tree will come to the fruits. And the fruits come from nature. If you have a desire for a beautiful wife and a son, then you are spending your merit karma, you're spending your capital, that is your merit karma, and then the result will be that you will have a beautiful wife and a son, and some more, much more than that, you'll find out later. And so, if you sow a seed of corn, when the water comes on that earth, the evidences are right, there will be a corn plant, a corn or a maize plant, but will it happen instantly? It will take a year, and the seed of human life takes 50 to 100 years. If you have a very intense desire today, is that the current desire that you have is the result of last life's desires. It is on the basis of the seeds that were sown in the last life. Today, you see a very beautiful car, and you say, I'd like to have that car. Do you think it's a new desire or an old desire? And so, now, where is God? What does God do? the God is within you, but the God gives light to each and every living being of this universe. That's all. It is in the form of the light, and in this light you can either grow good food or do good things, read a good novel or good books, or you can play cards or you can fight. Does the light complain what you do? So depending on what you do will be the result. If you fight, you will have a very conflict-filled environment in the home. If you read something very pleasant and helpful to others, everybody will feel harmony in the home. So this is how it is. The light is there for you to use whichever way you want to use it. Next one. From a lady.
What is the difference between reality and illusion?
Reality and what?
Illusion.
Oh. What is the difference between reality and illusion?
Illusion
means? You know, have you seen the mirage in the desert? You know, you see, oh, it's water, and you keep running after the mirage. You see, have you seen the deer keep running and running and running until they get exhausted, never get to the water on the edge of the desert? That is the illusion. I am is my reality. I am. This is my reality. Yes, you are. But who are you? Yes, you are. But who are you? Yes, we agree that you are. Yeah, you are standing in front of me. But who are you? Tell me. What is your name? I'm Roshni. Are you really light? Her name is Roshni. Roshni means light. So isn't this the illusion? Yes, your Roshni is correct by relative understanding. But who are you really? Are you Roshni? Are you light? Is this real light or relative light? Whatever you believe, that is you are, right? You become that. I am this, I am a father, I am a daughter, I am a sister. But it is correct by relative viewpoint you are. But really, really you are the capital self, Atma. And therefore, yes, you know who you are, but you do not know who you really are. You do not know who you exactly are. That is why, therefore, you just kind of do with and put up with whatever you believe yourself to be. But relative means that which is dependent on everything else, and that which is changing. Real is permanent, eternal, indestructible, and that is... What is karma? What is karma? The last life karma is unfolding in this life. What is that? When once a wrong belief that I am Roshni happens, when somebody says, Roshni, you are so good, then you like that person, that is rag. When somebody says, Roshni, you are dumb, then you have dvesh towards that person. That is, so when you do something, then you like it, and therefore you enter into the sweet taste of the juice of doership. And when it doesn't happen according to the way you had expected it, or when somebody complains about it, then there is suffering. And so the rag and dvesh is the beach, is the seed for next life. And so that is the formation of the karma in the subtle body that gives its effect in the next life. That is all. That is called the effect karma. That one, the first one was the causal karma that you are not aware of, but just simply understand then that it is rag dvesh. I come from Rajkot. Why do I need moksha? Do you like pleasure or pain? Everybody says the ultimate goal of life is moksha. But what do you want? Do you want pleasure or pain? Do you like pain? Do you accept that you don't like pain through mind, speech and body? Do you like pride, being respected, or do you like being insulted? Oh no, I like it. Do you like temporary pleasure or permanent pleasure? Permanent pleasure is moksha. It is possible that it's not possible to attain moksha in one life. Yes, it is possible to get. Yes, it is possible. The first stage of moksha is when there is no effect in pain. When pain unfolds, there is no effect. That is called the first stage of moksha. That is called the causal moksha. And then there is an effect moksha, which is when there is absolutely no effect, pleasure or pain. So with Dada's Gnanvidhi, you get the first stage of moksha where there is no effect. Whenever there is any evidence of pain arising in through mind, speech and body, up until now, all these gods who have become gods, they became free from ignorance. And so, how did they become free? So, they first got the causal moksha, and then when they did not let any new karma being bound, and this is how they became gods through moksha. In one life you can get causal moksha, and then the second stage moksha is not possible on this earth through this body, and therefore you have to be in a different world with a different body. That is all. But they said that God has had to take many avatars, many incarnations. Yes, there are avatars. No. God never takes avatars. There is avatari purush, like Dadaji, the Gnani Purush Dadashri, when he attained Gnan in 1958, he says that I will take one or two more lives and then I will attain final moksha. Until then, he is considered an avatari purush. All great, highly elevated souls, they are called avatari purush, that they return to the earth to liberate others. They are on their way to final moksha, but they have decided that they will not enter the final stage of moksha without liberating millions of others, taking millions of others with them. So they are called avatari purush. They decide that they want to come back, and they want to come back to really do even more rather than just this. It is karma is that which blocks, and that is the darkness, that is the veil over your light. It is out of ignorance that light is veiled. The light is verily there within you. There are some people who don't care about moksha and don't even know about moksha and don't give two hoots for moksha. Now in this world, are there not people in kindergarten and Montessori schools, and are there not people in college, and are there not people in PhD level classes, and are there not people in the ultimate level of going to the borderlands of the scientific unfolding of the mystery of life, etc.? Are there not people like that? So there are all kinds levels of people, and this is all levels of development of prior understanding. But yes, it is true that no human being, no living being likes pain of any sort, and then every living being is moving towards that kind of pleasure which remains longer and longer and longer and longer. Yes, different spiritual masters say different things, and so yes, all teachers teach different things, don't they? The kindergarten teacher is different. But he says, but the most important quality of a teacher is that he needs to remain pavitra. He needs to have relative sincerity and inner purity. Then he can give the child something. But if the teacher himself is muddled, if the teacher is angry, if the teacher himself is sexual or he is greedy, then can he really teach anything to the child? And so pavitra means relative purity, means without any such dirt or filth of kashais within, of vishais or kashais. And so this kind of purity is attained in the school of Dada Bhagwan. That means Dada Bhagwan's school is such that makes you free from vishai and vikar, which is sexuality and intense inner greed of lalach and anger, greed, deceit and pride reactions. Next one. My question. I see that human beings are suffering so much in life. And I feel that it is because they are having moh maya and irsha moha, illusion maya, illusion attachment and jealousy. And if they can become free from this, if they can let go of all of this, then they will become free from their pain. But the problem is that they cannot become free from their moh and maya. What about the people who are very rich and they have moh maya? The people who are rich, they are happy. No, just the more the money, the more they have problems. And if you know the robbers or the income tax people raid their home, all of a sudden they will have all kinds of pain. It is your projection that they are happy. What is real happiness? The one happiness, pleasure arises through right understanding. It is not when things or material things increasing, but if people can become free from their moha and maya, illusion and illusory attachment, then they will become happy, she says. No, but can you do it? Forget about them leaving it. Why don't you leave it? But the moment you see the shadow, supposing in darkness you see your own shadow, you get so scared. It is your own shadow, for heaven's sake. It is nobody else's shadow. And so this moha and maya, the illusion, the original deceit and the illusory attachment are nothing but your own shadow, you see. When you come into the home, is there a shadow? But if the moment you come out of the home, immediately there is a shadow of moha and maya. When you say this shadow, understand this, that this moha and maya is your shadow, not you, Y capital. So all of this, I didn't miss that, I'm sorry. What is she saying? Even Deepak Bhai missed it. What did you say? Even Deepak Bhai missed that point. What is she saying? You see, if he has got a whole bunch of black hair, they say, Baba, Baba, little boy, or young man. And when he's got a whole bunch of white hair like me, then they'll say, Baba, Dada, Dada, Dada. So from B turned into a D. This is the way of this world, you see. So Dadaji, Babaji, Baba means little boy, little baby. So this is the nature of this world. You see, everything is changing. Where will you put your finger and say this is not changing? Is it because of moha and maya, original illusion and the illusory deception, the attachment? And this is the sansar, is it not? This is the world. This is sansar. This is the spinning cycle of birth and death. That is the original reason for moha and maya is the lack of understanding and the darkness of ignorance. That is all. This world, in this universe, is such that no living being can hurt or change anyone. It is your own ignorance that is preventing this bliss from arising from within. That is all. Namaste. Last life, the karma of last life. What about the karma prior to that? How did karma start from the very beginning? What was the original reason for karma happening? How did karma? Where is the original seed of karma? There is. They have always there. The S capital self and the non-self complex have existed eternally, and by their coming into proximity with it, do you think the S capital self is eternal or temporary and destructible? And that means if that which is eternal can, if you say if it is eternal, then there cannot be no production of it. There is cannot be beginning for it, and therefore there is no end for it. Yes, yes. It is the S capital self is the 1000 watt bulb over which a huge black pot has been put, and so when one sense expresses this one little light, this broken one hole in the cover over the light, and ultimately when the whole cover is lifted up, it's called the Niravarana, the total unveiling, that is the absolute self expression. Next, I want to know. I feel like crying a lot. Sometimes I cry without a reason, she says. I just love to cry. I can't control my crying. You know, for sometimes I cry without any reason. Why am I crying? Just say that it is a filled tank. You should know that it is water in the tank. As long as there is water in the tank, it's going to continue to come out. If you really feel like crying, just go into the bathroom and cry for half an hour. Just like you let go of something else. And sometimes I feel like it's the wrong thing is happening. The wrong thing is happening. What is it? Slowly you need to come towards the reality of the S capital self and the light of the self. I want to control the other stuff. No. Don't try to control the other stuff. You don't need to. That is happening into the prakruti, that had arisen out of ignorance. Prakruti, the extra power. These are all intentions of imaginations. This is a soft heart that is pointing you in that direction. Don't pay too much attention. Sometimes you want a little bit of a security blanket. You know, you like the cover of somebody else. You like to be hugged by somebody, not physically, but the idea of all of this. But when I feel like crying, I just go to into a corner. No, don't go to a corner in front of the other people. Anyway, when you go into the corner of the room, other people will pay attention to you. Go to the bathroom so other people cannot see you crying. A very interesting answer. Because you see, when you feel like crying, you're trying to draw attention to yourself. Yes, you like when other people look at you, you know, with a sense of kindness. Come into the reality. Why are you trying to bring out these crocodile tears? Do you think other people sad because they see you crying? Oh, I wonder what to do. Now then come into Gnan. Come to the Gnan. When you attain the Gnan, then no situation, no circumstance will give you any kind of fear, and you will be able to heal the pain of others. Until then, you should just understand that these are the unfolding effects of the prakruti that had happened out of ignorance, this non-self complex. We can only call it non-self complex if you have gnan, but for you it is called prakruti. For the ignorant person, it is the formed complex of mind, speech and body, that is all, and the internal workings, internal and external machinery. It is called prakruti, which believes I am this body. Next question from the gentleman. There are a lot of all new questions today for you.
Step by step.
I want to proceed step by step. Okay, let's take the other mic, because one microphone is... If I want to become a doctor, I want to proceed step by step. I have to go to college, higher school. Then so I want to go to moksha. Then I have to become free from moh, maya, lobha, from illusory attachment, rag, dvesh, etc. This is true. But the most important step is that you have to get rid of the ignorance, the darkness. And then so in order to remove the ignorance, you have to go to Ignani. That's all that... And the third step is that to follow the instructions of the Gnani, whatever the Gnani tells you. If you go to a doctor, you do not follow the medicines exactly. So you have to follow and take the medicines exactly. Just as the Gnani is the doctor of the S capital self, and so you have to... As long as the moh and the maya exit, I cannot really become free. You know, if a female dog has got 10 little puppies, if he tries to shove away one, will they not keep coming back? Because even if you pick up the one puppy and put it outside, but you know, if you really want to get the dog, the bitch, as well as all the little puppies out, you just lift up the mother dog and put it outside, then all the little puppies will go outside. So that is how you do it. You don't try to pick up a little one thing. So take out the kutro, kutri, dog, male dog, and kutri is female dog. You said that it is only through the awakened awareness of the Gnan then you can attain moksha. So for moksha, Gnan is very critical. So if everybody attains Gnan and if they don't come back to this world, then what will happen? So then don't you think they have to come back? Otherwise, then who will come here if everybody attains Gnan and goes to moksha? That is the law of nature is that, that some are going to moksha. You know, it's the law of nature is that there are some computer scientists, there are some engineers, some farmers, some laborers. This is the nature of the world. Some are doctors. And then some are going to moksha in the same way this world has been there around for eternity and will continue to be here for eternity. Before there was Lord Ram, then Lord Krishna, and then Lord Mahavir. And so all of this, from all of this the Gnani will get. So from these also the Gnani arises and the Gnani takes millions to moksha. And then this moksha means the eternal absolute attainment of the bliss of the self. But on the other side there is pleasure and pain too. Don't you think people become old? No, but some people like to be old, no? She says, don't you think death is painful? But is not, the world accepts death. To, what is this jo and to? Jo means if and then. Any pleasure that arises on the basis of these five senses is associated with repayment. All pleasure that is taken through the five senses is associated with pain. And any pleasure that is not dependent on these five senses is eternal and has no repayment and keeps on increasing. If I have to borrow or ask for that pleasure from somebody, then that is not true pleasure because I'll have to repay it, will I not? We say the sun god. There is what is this real vision behind the sun god? Though all are correct, those who said that there is in fact they are Jyotish Dev, there is Surya Dev, they are celestial beings in this. There is a Dev, the Lord, male Dev and Devi. They are full of light and they give light. They are actually celestial beings that give this. The Jain Shastras have said that. That's the Jain scripture say that the sun is really the sun is a celestial deity with a male and female. Surya on all of these planets are actually celestial beings. But what is God? Then that is the one who has attained the awareness of the S capital self is a God. These are celestial Dev beings, Jyotishk Devo, Jyoti. They give Jyoti, the light, physical light, and the celestial being behind the light. It is called Jyotishk Devo. When you know, but they teach us that there is the sun god, but then when we are studying science in school, then they say we have a lot of difficulty because the sun is a ball of fire. So there is a conflict. You see, you know this bilipatra that you put that little leaf on form of. When a lot of vanaspati, there are a lot of natural herbal and plant materials that has got medicinal qualities, etc. But in the old ancient rituals, the use of this medicinal plant, tulsi, daro, akdo, this pipdo, all of these is they are helpful to your body. And with the use of those little plants in the pujas, etc., by staring at the sun in the early hours of the morning, you can increase the energy of your light and you can absorb light in your system, etc. And so when you establish them as the Lord, so early in the morning you do Surya Narayan Darshan, you'll stare at the sun, then it increases the energies in your body, and so there is some connection, there is positive connection to it. But the science has to be understood in exactness. Now I have one more question. There's a whole bunch of people who have come to Rajkot, from Rajkot, because I don't know when we'll come, so please. But we come to Rajkot also. When we come to Rajkot, you also come. Only one question, only one. Is it true that you meet another human being because of unsettled past accounts? Yes. But then, no, so this connection is for the S capital self? No, to the ego only. The one who says, this was mine, oh my daughter, I'm leaving you, my lover, I'm leaving you. Then you again, the ego says, I'm leaving, this is mine. It is ego connection, life after life. It is not the S capital connection of life after life. So what kind of bondage is it, is that human beings meet life after life after life? Ignorance and rag dvesh is the answer. Bandhan means, in bondage means, bondage means you wanted to sell a vegetable and you meet a woman who is selling vegetable. That's all simple. It is nothing but an account of supply and demand. You wanted to do something good for somebody and somebody wanted to take your service and therefore you meet them again. Or you wanted to hurt somebody and somebody wanted to get hurt out of her accounts, and so both of you meet again. So this is how it happens. It is not that you meet specifically the same person over and again. If you clear your stickiness, your inner rag, ignorance, darkness, rag dvesh, then there is no reason to meet anybody in the next life. That's all nice. Let's finish this. Okay, let us finish this. Let us take the blessings of Dada Bhagwan, this S capital self. You also, the new people, remain in touch with the satsang. So when we are in Rajkot in future, that you please visit us. And then you can feel free to ask all kinds of questions. There's a whole new group which came from Rajkot. And most importantly, how can we become free from the residual understandings, the darkness that prevents us from explaining and moving in the direction of who we really are and how attaining right religion. Let us now get the blessings of Dada Bhagwan and Srimad Swami. Repeat after me. Om man vachan kaya, I surrender the mind, speech and body, all illusions associated with my name, bhav karma, charge karma, dravya karma, subtle discharge karma, yellow glasses, no karma, gross discharge karma through mind, speech and body. O Dada Bhagwan, the absolute self within me, I surrender them to the manifest S capital self within me, the Lord, absolute self. I am surrendering them to your divine feet, my Lord. I am surrendering them. Bhagavan na is jasim. Because of the new people, he did not say hu shuddhatma chu. He says Bhagavan na asim jai jai kar ho. Dada Bhagavan na asim jai jai kar ho. Dada Bhagavan na असीम जय जयकार हो दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो दादा भगवान असीम जय जयकार हो दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो असीम जय जयकार हो दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो दादा भगवान असीम जय जयकार हो असीम जय जयकार हो दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो जय सच्चिदानंद जय सच्चिदानंद. So when there are new people present, the samarpan was done, but the vidhi is through Asim Jai Chikar Ho. For the Mahatmas, it is Hum Shuddha Atma Chu. Jai Sachidanand.
Jai Sachidanand. Aavti kale parnit bhaiyo no varo kandini rese.
Tomorrow,